KSL at Night.
And welcome back to KSL at Night. You're here with me, Leah Murray, alongside my good friend Mara Caraballo. Mara, today something huge happened in the sky. Did you look up and look at it?
I tried. I saw clouds.
I was like, I didn't know what that meant. You tried and got distracted.
Exactly. I don't have the attention span. No, I wanted to, I remember when we were more in the line a few years ago and you could feel it, you know, the birds quieted. I mean, it was such a feeling to, I didn't have that today in Utah.
Yeah, not the same as 2017, I think, for sure. My students were all asking me if I saw it. I was like, no, I'm teaching. I did not go outside to do this. But there's a little bit more. And again, my kid maybe wants to be an astronomer, so he's all into it. And if you like looking up, like maybe that's really cool. But there's a little more to it, Mara. Last week, so I work at Weber State University, and we received an email basically telling us how to treat people who had religious expectations or obligations during the eclipse. And I want to just tell you, I did not even know that, just my own bias, right? Like totally did not even know there was a religion piece to this. And then I noticed that Deseret News reporter Kelsey Dallas also talked about religion. So I thought it might be cool to end our show this evening having a conversation about the eclipse that's not about the glasses you buy or whether you were in the totality or not, but about maybe how it's experienced by different people. Kelsey Dallas covers religion, sports, and the Supreme Court for the Deseret News. Kelsey, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
So, Kelsey, let's start with what you talked about in your article, which I enjoyed, which is about what did eclipses mean, you know, in ancient times, right? Like how did you say people used to be afraid of it, right? It was kind of like a gloom and doom.
Yes, it was a more ominous situation because ancient people often saw an eclipse as a signal that the gods were angry at them, that they were taking away the sun, which was the source of energy and life. And so there was this feeling that you were being warned about something or you needed to drop to your knees and pray. Of course, prayer can be part of observances of the eclipse today, but it has sort of a different tone than in the past.
Well, I mean, I'm not so sure 2024, we shouldn't take this as anger from the gods, to be honest. But so what in digging in, what different faith communities, what did you find out about how the eclipse is celebrated? And what do you know of celebrations that happen today?
There were a variety of events taking place. I think that many different faith groups saw this as an outreach opportunity. So they wanted to provide eclipse glasses, perhaps, to their church members and also community members. Faith groups that were in the path of totality might have hosted folks in their parking lot or on church grounds in order to share their space with others. One cool event I saw that I believe was a church in Texas partnered with a local science museum on Sunday, so yesterday, and had scientists come and train church members to be able to talk to the community about what actually happens with the eclipse. And then there were faith groups that saw it as a significant religious event, a time for worship. There was a fascinating legal case that was filed out of New York where a group of inmates wanted the right to be out in the prison yard during the eclipse because they felt that it was religiously significant. One of those men is Muslim, and he said he felt that as a Muslim, it's important to be in the presence of the eclipse praying. And so I don't mean to say that every faith group was just having parties. Like, there were moments of reverence for this event as well.
Yeah, Kelsey, the thing that I thought was interesting from the email that I got last week at Weber State was that the Navajo, right, have a very, you know, and you didn't get into this into your article, but the Navajo have, you know, that the eclipse means something for the Navajo community. It's about history. It's about self-awareness. It's about understanding how the sun, the moon, and the earth are all intertwined, right? So, you know, some groups are like, I love that moment of like science and religion hanging out in a parking lot, right? Yeah. And having a conversation about what this looks like. But for the Navajo, very different from our more Western religions, the Navajo have got a different feel for it, right?
Right. And I've done some more research about Navajo beliefs about the eclipse since I wrote that piece last week. And I do wish I represented that tone more because I was talking quite a bit in my article about like sunshine and cotton candy and like let's all join together and have this fun community fair around the eclipse and just take advantage of the land that churches have in order to sort of have a party. And there are plenty of faith groups, Navajo Nation among them, that really do approach a total solar eclipse and other astronomical events as this serious occasion, not scary, not ominous, but just an important moment of connection with the divine and a connection, I think, with yourself, where it's like, how do I center myself in this universe? And so that's probably what was reflected in the message you received from the school about being aware of students wanting to maybe take time away from a class during the eclipse, where it's like, I need this time to pray or to meditate, to be in nature and just think about the way the universe works.
Kelsey, I was struck by much the same as I looked more into it, the Navajo or the Diné going back generations, this relationship with the cosmos. And I loved the use even of the word cosmos because mm-hmm. it takes into account how much more we're a part of so many dimensions of existence. And it repeated much the same that you focused on, which is it's a time to stop and pray and fast. It's not a time to go outside or sleep or drink or eat or, you know, engage in other activities. It was a moment. It was this, I love the word cosmic or the cosmos. Mm-hmm. It was this deeply connected moment. And I agree, coming into today as a reflection point, what a tremendously powerful way to view these occurrences.
Now, I will say that I think it helps to be in the path of totality in order right. to really feel that. Because I hear you guys chatting about what it was like in Utah. The cloud coverage puts a damper over it, but also just the fact that it was only going to be about 50% moon over sun at its max. And so it just feels like a normal day, or it might just feel like, oh, there's a slight lessening in the brightness outside. But when you are, like, I've been looking at videos throughout the day. I've been looking at pictures from friends who went to the path of totality or live in the path of totality. And it's amazing. It gives you goosebumps. The idea that you're just standing there and suddenly there is darkness. There are lightning bugs flying around. Like, that is amazing. And I think that's what makes you stop and think about, if you believe in God, God's power, sort of the universe that we live in and how small we are in the grand scheme of things.
Oh, Kelsey Dallas, thank you so much. Like, exactly kind of where I wanted to land with this conversation, because I think so much of the eclipse was how much were the hotels in the path of totality, yeah. right? Or how much when you had glasses and making sure if you took a picture and all the very, you know, consumer driven ways that we think about it. But really what the eclipse represents is this moon and this sun and our earth and our role in the cosmos, you know, connecting us, as the Navajo would suggest, back through generations, right? Like, this would have happened always.
I heard a really cool comment by an astrologer who had been chasing and had seen many total eclipses. And he said that his informal, but he had been to hundreds of these, that he said he would say that about half the people that experience it in person, half of them, their response to it is crying.
Yeah. Kelsey Dallas, covering religion, sports, and the Supreme Court for the Deseret News. Thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Thanks for this conversation.
All right, listeners, look, if you were listening to this, you came in kind of late and you thought, that Mara and Leah, they are so brilliant. I have got to listen to them again. You need to get our podcast, whatever app you use, however you download it. We could recommend going to kslpodcast.com. After the show has been aired, just look up at KSL at night. Don't look up at the sun during an eclipse, but you can look up KSL at night. Mara, thank you so much for an excellent 2 hours of radio. Thank you, listeners, for joining us. Tomorrow night's a jazz game, so we will be back. KSL at night will be back the next night.